Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Sunday afternoon. It's about 4:30. You've joined us for the afternoon service of the Pineville Grace Fellowship. We're a small house church here in Pineville, Missouri. We had a good service up at Sovereign Grace Church today in Joplin, Missouri. And I want to talk this afternoon after we sing about scriptures having to do with trouble. There's quite a number of them. One of them, in Job 5:7, says, "Man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward." Man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. Galatians 5:12, Paul says, "I would they were even cut off which trouble you." Job 14:1. Job has a lot to say about trouble, by the way. "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." So we're going to talk about trouble, but we're going to sing some songs today that will help cheer you up. And I'm going to move the little camera around so you can see our huge membership here at Pineville Grace Fellowship. We have a huge mega church. People don't like it when they say, "Why do you have to be so full of irony? You know, Larry, why do you have to be so full of irony?" Well, maybe God made me that way. So anyway, we're going to sing. Does that look okay? We're going to sing three songs out of the old school hymnal. And I marked these down because I'm getting old. I'm 70 years old and I'm starting to get old timers. And when you get to be my age, you'll understand what that is, old timers. The first one is 188. Rosetta's chosen 188. 188. God's promise. God has not promised skies always blue, flowers strewn pathway all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, peace without sorrow, joy without pain. But God has promised strength as our day, rest when we labor, light on the way, grace for our trials, help from above, unfading kindness, undying love. Though we have mingled sunshine and rain, clouds decked with rainbows, joy mixed with pain, let us still trust His mercies right on, and sing His praises all the day long. Okay, I'd like to sing 307, and then we'll sing one that Mark has picked out. This was entitled, "Thy Way, Not Mine, O Lord." Well, that's the only way it's going to be. As if we had any choice in the matter. Man does not have a free will, unlike 90% of what the churches are touting out there. "Thy way, not mine, O Lord, however dark it be, O lead me by Thine own right hand, choose Thou the path for me. Smooth let it be or rough, it still will be the best. Winding or straight, it matters not, it leads me to Thy rest. I dare not choose my lot, I would not if I might, but choose Thou for me, O my Lord, so shall I walk aright. The kingdom that I seek is Thine, so let the way that leads to it, O Lord, be thine, else I must surely stray. Not mine the choice, if things be great or small. Be thou my guide, my guard, my strength, my wisdom and my all. Okay, Mark would like to sing 280. 280. This one is entitled, Jesus Heals the Brokenhearted. I had it and then I lost it. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath my sin he smarted, grand and glad to set me free. By his sufferings, death and merit, his compassion, blood and pain, broken hearts and wounded spirits are at once made whole again. Broken by the loss of thunder, to the cross for refuge flee. O'er his pungent sorrows ponder, 'tis his stripes that healeth thee. Oil and wine to heal and cherish, Jesus still to Israel gives. Nor shall ever sinner perish, who in his dear name believes. In his righteousness confiding, sheltered safe beneath the wing, here they find a sure abiding, and a covenant mercy sing. Seek my soul no other healing, but in Jesus' balmy blood. He beneath the Spirit's ceiling, stands the great High Priest of God. Well, I want to talk today about trouble. As many of you know, I've been going through some issues with a neighbor of mine who's been a neighbor for about 8 years, and we've kind of developed a relationship. And he had a very successful business, and then he had all of his business stolen by a bunch of hackers that hacked his business accounts and has left him financially destitute. And it's been a real eye-opener for me by me being involved in this. And I've invited him to be a guest on our program. We're going to interview. His name is Phil. His wife's name is Jackie. Jackie might even be with us as well to share their story. I would like to ask all of you to remember Phil and Jackie in your prayers that God would intervene for them. The FBI is involved in this. They've got evidence, very strong evidence, against the people who've done this to them, and I think they need to be exposed. So anyway, trouble. You know, the Bible is not all about coming up roses. It's not all about ice cream and cake and jelly beans. There's also some sour grapes in here. You know, it says that in the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. That's a good promise. Psalm 86. I'm sorry. Yeah, Psalm 86:7. Also, we read in Proverbs 25:19, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. I recently had one of my managers, one of my properties, he broke his foot. But this is, a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Second Timothy 2:9, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Paul's talking about the fact that he was suffering because he was proclaiming the word of God and he was considered an evildoer. There's a lot of people that can, when you present the truth of the true word of God, they want to consider you as an evildoer. You know, they took him before the magistrates. They said, these men do exceedingly trouble our city. Acts 16:20. Paul said that there's some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. We see that today, don't we? Galatians 1:7. These people that deny election and predestination, and they say that you're in charge of your own destiny by your choices, and that you have to let God do this and let God do that, poor little God. That's a perversion of the gospel, folks. Psalm 31:9, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul in my belly. You know, man can't do anything for us and when we're in trouble. Have you ever thought about that? Oh, we can try. I can try to help my neighbor up the street. I can console him. I can listen to him. I can give him my man-centered advice. But in reality, Psalm 108:12 says, give us help. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. Psalm 22:11, be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Psalm 50:15, another great promise, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Isaiah, the prophet, knew a lot about trouble. They tried to persecute him for telling the truth. Isaiah 33:2 says, O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in time of trouble. 2 Chronicles 15:4, but when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord, God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Psalm 107:28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. You know, the word trouble is mentioned 109 times in the Bible. And I think there's a reason it's mentioned 109 times, because there's no one on the face of the earth that doesn't have to go through trouble at times. You know, it's a universal thing. And especially for God's elect, because Satan hates God's elect and wants to make their life miserable. Right? Job says that affliction doesn't come not forth out of the dust, neither does trouble spring out of the ground. Job knew where trouble came from, right? God's the one that gave Satan permission to attack Job in the first place. Well, Psalm 9:13, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. Psalm 77:2, in the days of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. That's kind of where my neighbor is right now. He's really distressed. He sees that his family is in trouble.
You know, he's done all the right things. He's called the Attorney General. He's called the prosecutor. He's called the sheriff. He's called FBI. But no one seems to be listening to him. Jeremiah 8:15, we looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of healeth, and behold, trouble. Psalm 107:26, they mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Psalm 10, verse 1, why standest thou far off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in time of trouble? Psalm 116:3, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Now here's another great promise, Psalm 37:39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. So let us remember that God is the only one that we can go to rescue us from the trouble that we're in. Psalm 31:7, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Psalm 142:2, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. Well, we all have had to go through sorrow, suffering, pain, rejection, attacks on our soul. 2 Corinthians 1:4, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble, any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Here's another great promise in Psalm 32:7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Job 30:25, did I not weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? Psalm 102:2, hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. Psalm 143:11, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Have you ever felt like you were in trouble? Did you ever feel like your soul was in trouble? You know? Psalm 20, verse 1. The Lord heareth thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Psalm 138:7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt strengthen forth. Stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Ezekiel 7:7, the morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. The time is come, the day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountains. Isaiah 65:23, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Psalm 59:16, I will sing of the power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Psalm 27:5, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Well, I'm glad to know that we have a strong deliverer when we're in trouble. I've often said the times when I have been the most low in my life, I have taken refuge in the Psalms. I wonder why. I wonder why. David went through an awful lot, didn't he? Zephaniah 1:15, that day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, and a day of clouds and thick darkness. I'm sure that's the way my neighbor feels today after what he's been through. He's lost thousands and thousands of dollars in his business because some vile, wretched, wicked person decided to make their life miserable by stealing all their identity. Joshua 7:25, Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Well, Jesus Christ was troubled in his spirit in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Sometimes we pray that, don't we? Lord, please don't let me go through this that I'm having to go through. But we should end our prayer like this: "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." We sang that song a while ago. Not my choice, but thine. Well, anyway, you know, we're going to face some perilous times in the future. The Bible says that perilous times will come, and when these times come, look up, for our redemption is drawing near. Daniel 12 says, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." What's it talking about, written in the book? We're talking about the book of life. Those whose names are written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, who did not take the mark of the beast. That's what it's talking about there in Daniel 12:1. You can go back and find parallel passages in the book of Revelation. Well, going back to the first verse we quoted when we started this, no man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. All men were born and conceived in sin. We were born into a depraved world. And this world is not becoming less depraved. It's becoming more depraved. But we have a faithful God who will deliver us. So, anyway, I want to conclude this service now with one of my favorite songs in the old school hymnal, "Oh, for a breeze of heavenly love." That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. And that is on page 213, "Oh, for a breeze of heavenly love." Does that look okay? Are you sure? "Oh, for a breeze of heavenly love to waft my soul away,
to that celestial world above, where pleasures ne'er decay. Eternal Spirit, deign to be my pilot here below, to steer through life's tempestuous sea, where stormy winds do blow. I need the influence of thy grace to spin me on my way, lest I should loiter in my race or turn my feet astray. Are not thy mercies sovereign still, and thou a faithful God? Wilt thou not grant me warmer zeal to run the heavenly road? From rocks of pride on either hand, from quicksands of despair, oh, guide me safe on Canaan's land, through every latent snare. Anchor me in that port above, on that celestial shore, where dashing billows never move, where tempests never roar.
Well, may the good Lord be with you this day, and remember my neighbors in prayer, that God would intervene for them. God bless.